Country Bob FM.
Put some money in my kettle.
Yes.
Kettle.
Hear ye, hear ye.
So today the Bob Almanac is for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of December, 337th day of the year, and 28 left to go this year. Just 2-8. 1910, the neon lamp was displayed for the first time. One of our main highlights in history here today at the Paris Motor Show.
That's big.
A French physicist Georges Claude was the man who came up with that neon.
Smart neon man.
Light using neon gas. That's one of the inert gases, Neil. You're familiar with the periodic table of elements, right?
Yeah,
you know that neon is one of the inert gases.
Yes.
1910 for that. 1931 here on this date.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer has been providing relief since 1931.
How many times have you dropped in a couple of tablets and
I don't do it often.
Guzzled it down?
I'm going to say that I have an iron stomach is what I have.
Right.
So nothing really gets me upset.
I don't know. I'll take from time to time, but I don't. Maybe a couple times in my life have I dropped in the and watched it do the fizz thing and then drank it.
The effervescence is fun.
Mm-hmm.
They came up with flavored Alka-Seltzer a while back.
Yeah.
1931. 1964, this was on TV for the first time.
Rudolph, I think you're cute. I'm cute!
Magnificent!
I'm cute!
I don't know what it means to be cued, but Rudolph is cued. I know how to...
Very
cued.
You know,
a record can be cued up. You can have things in your printer queue. Those can be cued.
Right
when you're ready to print them, that's what that's called. Or you're waiting in line at the airport, that's called a queue. You can be queued there.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, he had that big old black thing over his nose. And
right.
Clarice, said that he was queued.
And he was queued.
I'm queued.
So the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special aired for the first time this day. That's been going on since 1964, and it's as good today as it was then.
Doubt. I'm going to make sure my grandsons and I watch that. It's going to happen.
A snowman that sounds like Burl Ives, looks like Burl Ives, plays the banjo like Burl Ives.
Right.
Can you
down
beat it?
To the mustache
you
and
really
beard.
You really can't, no.
No.
So that was 1964.
Memory. Between the pages of my mind.
This was a holiday season ratings grab for NBC TV this day, 1968. It was the Elvis comeback special. You remember it, Neil?
Yes. Absolutely, I do.
I'm sure the TV was
tuned
to it in your house.
It was.
Quiet thoughts come floating down.
1968. Oh, that's one of my favorite Elvis songs, too. Memories.
That's very good.
Then 1969, John Lennon is actually offered the role of Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Would Jesus talk like this? I don't know. That's a combination. That was a combination of John Lennon and Thurston Howell III.
It was
there,
a little
but,
bit, yeah.
You know, I never said I was bigger than Jesus. Now they want me to play Jesus. But so that was in 69. He turned down the role.
Yeah.
I mean, he certainly looked the part with the hair and everything.
Yes.
I don't, did Jesus Christ wear round glasses? Did he have the round glasses?
The small round? No, I don't think so.
So that was in 1969. 1979, 10 years later in the news.
The enormity of the tragedy of Bhopal, India is becoming more apparent this morning. Authorities now say the toxic gas that escaped from a Union Carbide plant on Monday has killed at least 1,600 people.
Oh.
And they say another 50,000 people may suffer serious after effects such as blindness and sterility.
It was not great. This was actually 1984. I'm jumping around here a little bit. 1984, Bhopal, India. That was the Union Carbide.
Remember that one, too.
Gas leak. Poisonous gas. 1984. It was bad.
Very, very,
1979.
Very
let's go back 5 years. This was in Cincinnati on this day in 79.
A standing room crowd came to Riverfront Coliseum last night to see the popular rock group The Who. But before many of the young fans could get in, there was tragedy. A crowd of 5,000 to 6,000 people tried to squeeze through three doors. 11 people were crushed We have a partial list of the dead. One name is still being withheld at this hour.
So at Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum, 11 fans died. They were trampled to death. And this changed how they did ticketing for concerts for the future. From here on in, from 1979, this date, no longer do they do general admission.
No,
because that
no
was the problem.
For that. Yep.
That was the problem. They heard the band. They were warming up, and they thought the concert was starting, and they were going to run in and get general admission.
Get their best seat.
Get the best seat. Now it's all, you know, reserve seating. Yep. So that was in Cincinnati in 1979. 1999, this day.
They didn't expect the Atlantic to make me a better person, but they did expect the Atlantic to make me a wiser person.
That's the voice of Tori Murden talking about the Atlantic Ocean. She became the first woman to ever row across the Atlantic Ocean alone.
Jeez.
Murden arrived at the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe 81 days after leaving the Canary Islands. She was out there rowing the boat.
What a way to blow a summer.
For 81 days, for the most part. Was she inspired by PJ Fleck?
She must have.
Possibly.
Or he's been inspired by her.
Row the boat, Tori Murden, 1999. 2004.
The police descended upon this house, and they tore this house apart. They went through all of his belongings. They took stuff out of here. They rummaged through everything. And from that moment on, Michael felt that the property had been tainted.
Neverland Ranch, this date raided by the FBI and the local sheriffs. Of course, he was being accused of child molestation. Mm-hmm. A surprise raid. Michael was not home at the time, but his staff that were on hand at Neverland Ranch and Macaulay Culkin, they were all very, very surprised that that was going on. So that was 2004. 2015?
You are dumb.
This means that as long as they qualify and meet the standards, women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before.
That's Defense Secretary Carter, Ash Carter. Let's hear more.
They'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, and lead infantry soldiers into combat. They'll be able to serve as Army Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Corps infantry, Air Force parajumpers, and everything else that was previously open only to men.
All combat jobs open to women on this date, 2015.
That's equality.
And a year ago,
Forbes magazine estimates that 7-year-old Ryan earned $22 million from his toy review channel. Most of the revenue comes from YouTube ads and sponsored posts. Well, now Ryan, he's branching out. He's a businessman. Content from his channel.
So this 7-year-old kid, $22 million from his YouTube. He reviews toys. He does toy reviews.
I never heard of this.
And he made $22 million on YouTube. There's money to be made on YouTube.
I got to get a job.
There's
on YouTube.
There's a certain secret to doing it.
My goodness.
What could we do? He does toy reviews. What could you review, Neil?
Diet Mountain Dew.
How about other television shows other than Gunsmoke? Because all you watch is Gunsmoke. How about that? That would be good.
That could be
the name of your show. Neil reviews something other than Gunsmoke.
Right.
On YouTube. Yeah.
I don't have to make $22 million. If I made $2 million, I'd be a happy guy.
J.P. Morgan is 88 today. I remember her from the Gong Show.
Oh, sure.
Damn, gang. Oh, you got gonged right in the middle of a splish. JP, why did you do that?
They needed it.
They needed it. Well,
that's probably, you know, it's not the gong you wanted, but it's the gong you needed.
That's right.
That's why everybody got gonged. You know why? Because they needed it.
And many did.
JP Morgan is 88 today. That song could always use a little bell. Probably could use some cowbell, too. But there's Ozzy, 71 today.
Yes, he is.
I'd love to have some dialogue from Ozzy. He's hard to understand.
He is.
So I thought we'd go just on to the music side of things. He had his reality TV show, The Osbournes, hilarious. You know, he's the Prince of Darkness and Sharon setting up bubbles for him.
And a rock and roll Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is. He had, of course, with Black Sabbath there, and of course his solo work that he did. He's crazy. You hear Crazy Train everywhere.
Right.
Right. So 71 for the Oz.
Find your way back. Find your way back to the heart. Find your way back. Find your way back to the heart.
Mickey Thomas. Looking like that magician. What was his name? Henning?
Yeah.
He had the kind of curly
the flowing
hair and the
locks.
Yeah. Mickey Thomas from Jefferson Starship. He was with Elvin Bishop. He's singing there with Gray Slick.
A good singer.
He is 70 today. He took the place of Marty Balin. Marty Balin left. They needed somebody to fill in. Mickey Thomas
did. A nice
job. I believe he also built this city.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Don Barnes. Donnie Barnes. 38 special. Happy birthday,
Jesus. He's their lead guy, really.
He is. He sang basically lead on all their hits.
Yep.
And he had Donnie Van Zandt there to his left on guitar.
Yep.
Harmonizing vocals.
Van Zandt is not.
He had voice issues or something? Or
and he just said he doesn't like to fly. He's done with it. Yeah. He's done his share. I guess
special.
If your big brother dies in a plane crash, at some point you say, no mas.
67 for Don Barnes from 38 Special. Julianne Moore.
I will compensate you to the tune of 10% of the recovered sum.
100?
1,000, yes. Bones or clams or whatever you call them.
Yeah, what about my...
Your rug, yes. Well, with that money, you can buy any number of rugs that don't have sentimental value for me.
Dude was all worried about his rug.
Right.
From The Big Lebowski.
The dude abides.
She's been in a lot of movies.
Oh,
Julianne Moore.
She's a fine actress.
She does do a good job. One of her first appearances was The Fugitive.
Right.
Where
played
she was the nurse that kind of called out Dr. Kimball.
Yeah, yes.
So,
did you know? Were you reading... his chart? Yeah.
Yes.
That was good.
59, Mike Ramsey. Happy birthday today, 59. Hockey player from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Played for the Gophers and, of course, was on the Miracle
on
Ice team in 1980. So happy birthday going out to him here today. Mike Ramsey was an assistant with the Wild there for a while.
What's your name?
It's hard to say in English.
Well, just say in your language.
All right. My name is...
Brace yourself. She was the mermaid from Splash.
That hurt my ears, I gotta be honest.
And Daryl Hannah's 59.
Mm-hmm.
Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it.
You know this one?
This is how we do it. La, 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 la.
I don't.
What?
I don't know the one.
Oh. My wife can't believe it sometimes.
Why? That I don't know
either
that song?
Yeah, it's everywhere. I play like that at every sporting event.
I was going to say, I probably heard it at a Timberwolves game. I may have tuned it out. Or I may have been going to get a hot dog.
There are monks at St. John's Abbey over in Collegeville that know that song, Neil.
Well, bless their heart.
Yes.
I have no time for it.
So Montel Jordan is 51 here today. My computer's starting to freeze up here a little bit, and I hate when that happens, but...
Come on, Andy, do you want to wave goodbye to your sister on her first day at college?
It's not a real college.
From Family Ties, they brought him in, and then he aged like 4 years over an off year. 1 year.
Ooh.
He was born, and the next year he was like 4 or 5 going to preschool. It was kind of surprising. Brian Bonsall from Family Ties. Hard to believe that he's 37 here today. He was a little kid that came in, Neil. Sound like you were going to ask who that was.
That I figured out somewhere.
And then we've got one more here, Amanda Seyfried.
Ooh.
She was kind of the main character in Mamma Mia, movie.
Oh, sure.
She was the movie Mamma Mia.
Honey, honey, how he thrills me. Uh-huh, honey, honey. Honey, honey, nearly kills me. Uh-huh, honey, honey.
What kind of Cheerios do you like? Honey Nut Cheerios. So, should have done that earlier. Amanda Seyfried, 34, from Mamma Mia. Sing all those great ABBA songs.
Oh, I know. Makes me want to go to the Chanhassen to see their fine rendition. Gone but not forgotten. Astronomer, weatherman. We wouldn't have the U.S. Weather Bureau, which is now the National Weather Service, without Cleveland Abbey. He was born on this day, 1838, the father of the U.S. Weather Bureau. You know, Bud Kraling would not have had those fine magnets we talked about earlier, perhaps without Cleveland. And what about manufacturer Charles Pillsbury? He was he wasn't born in Minnesota, but spent most of his life and died in Minnesota. He founded the Pillsbury Company. The Pillsbury Company still is a monster. Born on this day, 1842, country performer Ferlin Husky.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
1925 for the great Ferlin Husky, and one more, Moon River. He was one of my mom's favorites, and he looked good in a sweater. Andy Williams.
Stand by, Andy Williams. 2 minutes to curtain, Mr. Williams. Two minutes to curtain.
He's still in his green room.
Free, oh, yes. As free as the wind blows. As free.
Who
as
had
the
better sweaters, Andy Williams or Perry Como? Or Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers, those were the top three, certainly.
And Bill Cosby was just a pretender with his,
right.
His sweaters. Not no, even no, his sweater was, game wasn't close to those three.
Negative.
And, of course, he has a few Christmas songs that we love as well. Wonderful time of the year.
And one of the all-time greats.
It's
there.
The holiday season, so skippy-doo.
You got to like it. If you don't like Andy Williams, there's something wrong with you. Just
and
keep
now,
that in mind.
Right.
And now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
If you don't like Andy Williams, I don't think we can be friends.
I don't think so.
I don't think I'd be friends with you.
You're
all right, that's
you're dead
it.
To me.
The All Request Lunch Hour is live today from the Legion in Osseo, County Road 81. Neil Freeman will be there.
I'm going to make it.
And we'll have a lot of Bob listeners. Why don't you join us? Come on down. Be a part of it. Mr. McFeely might even join in. So we'll be there live. We'll have plenty of fun and prizes and, of course, requests.
And right two here. Other words, lasagna soup.
Would you like to start your Bobathon with Alan Jackson, Small Town Southern Man?
Mm.
Janie Fricke, He's a Heartache. Looking for a Place to Happen. Or Vern Gosden, I Can Tell by the Way You Dance, You're Going to Love Me Tonight.
When you throw in one of my fave five Alan Jacksons, I got to go there.
Here we go.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1.